once again. You know, especially put down that sixth inning. He had to grind a little bit, had to pitch out of some jams. We had to pitch out of jams a few times. Our guys did a good job getting through those innings. Just couldn't get anything going against Fott. And it was fastball command, good curveball, good changeup. And the balls we did hit hard, they made some nice plays on. So, yeah, just couldn't string anything together offensively tonight.
How impressive is it to see any guy at any age be as consistent as Sale is, and when you factor in his age, just how?
Yeah, and I mean, I've used all the superlatives for him, and I'll continue to do so. I mean, he's special, and you had to fight for it a little bit tonight. Got up over 100 pitches, and but a great job in that sixth inning, emptying the tank to get through that inning. And he was over 100 pitches, so yeah, just another great job by Chris. It's a shame, you know, when you don't win those games when he pitches like that. But like I said, it's tough game than going offensively.
Feel like a playoff game to you, as far as not a lot of room for?
Well, I think because it was so well pitched, that's usually what you see in the playoffs. You usually see well pitched games. So from that perspective, yeah. And look, Fott's on a pretty incredible run. I think he's probably, I don't know, maybe up over 30 scoreless. You know, whatever he found on his option of AAA, it's working. So, but it was, he really commanded the ball. He was dotting corners. It just goes to show, you know, that still works in this league. I mean, if you know how to command the ball and you know where you're throwing the ball, that's still very effective.
How nice was it to see both Didi and Dutt get into jams and then be able to get out of them too?
Yeah, no, our guys had to grind a little bit. It's a tough offense, right? They you know, we punched out maybe 10 tonight, but they usually don't swing and miss. There's a lot of foul balls. There's a lot of deep counts, a lot of three ball counts. You know, they make you earn outs. And so, yeah, good job by Dodd and Didi. Dodd got in a really tough jam and got out of it. Like I said, we did that a few times tonight.
About for Sale, his last fastball was 99.1. Yeah. And just to, you know, he's doing things that we haven't seen at 37 years old. How much or how satisfying has this been for you to see all three of these seasons kind of come together like they have?
Well, it's not by accident. You know, there were some tough years for him in Boston, being injured. And, you know, you wonder if a guy is ever going to get the velocity back, you know, especially later in his career. After missing that much time, but here he is at 37 throwing as hard as he ever has, maybe the hardest he ever has as a starter. He's one of those freaks that, you know, we come across in this league every once in a while, but he's different.
Your managerial style with him being a veteran up over 100 pitches, you need him for playoffs. Do you let him have more say than two, three?
Yeah, Chris Sale, I'm going to deal with Chris Sale differently. He's earned that, you know, and, you know, I'm going to let him, he's not to give up a run there. You know, the pitch count was getting to a point where, you know, that was probably going to be his last hitter. I saw him emptying the tank. He knows, and you can see when he feels it. When he knows that this is his last inning, you see him go get 99 a lot in his outings. Like I said, that's when I say, you know, he empties a tank when he knows the end is near. And he had to get through that inning. But, he's going to get a longer leash than most, really, than all of them, really.
He was right out there on the mound when we go and talk to him or whatever. He's going to take accountability for what happened in the first inning. I mean, that teammate, I mean, I know you've said a million things about how good of a teammate he is, but in a moment like this, how much do you appreciate having that?
Yeah, no, he's, like I said, he's the ultimate teammate. He does everything right, you know. You know, like I said, he worries about everybody but himself, and he's always taking care of the guys around him. You know, the ball in left field, you know, Doobie, the ball was, you know, at a launch angle, was right in the lights, and Doobie lost it. Doobie's played unbelievable outfield for us this year. So, but you're right, Sale is gonna, he's always accountable, even, you know, when in situations where guys tend not to be. He's, you know, he's always gonna take the blame for anything that happens while he's on the mound.
Anything else?
All right.
Thank you.
We'll do Sale right here.